Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Facebook integrated new features into its coronavirus information hub, now displaying vaccine sites from Vaccine Finder with links to book appointments. These hubs are available on Facebook and Instagram, with Facebook partnering with health authorities to use WhatsApp for sending notifications to get people registered for vaccines. Uber will reclassify all of its UK-based drivers as workers in compliance with a recent UK Supreme Court ruling. Over 70,000 drivers will now receive some benefits, including minimum wage, holiday time, and pension contributions. Uber is still targeting hitting profitability by the end of 2021. HBO Max will launch an ad-supported version of its service in June, although pricing and an exact launch date are unknown. The service will also launch in about 60 markets outside the US in 2021. Dropbox will open its Dropbox Password Manager to free basic accounts in April, although this will be limited to 50 passwords. Free users will be able to sync passwords across three devices, with access through browser extensions, desktop, and mobile apps. Instagram now bans adults from messaging teenagers who don't follow them. The app will also now show safety prompts to teens messaged by adults exhibiting potentially suspicious behavior, offering options to report or block the users. And, according to a Turtle Company post obtained by BuzzFeed News, Instagram is also developing a version of its platform targeted at users under 13 years old. NVIDIA removed a recent beta driver release for the RTX 3060 graphics card because it accidentally included internal code that removed the hash rate limiter for crypto mining. NVIDIA announced the hash rate limiting earlier this month, with the company introducing dedicated crypto mining cards. The Wikimedia Foundation, which operates the Wikipedia project, announced Wikimedia Enterprise, a commercial service designed to sell and deliver Wikipedia content directly to online platforms. Free snapshots of Wikipedia content and the direct feed of all changes made will still be available even to commercial clients, with the Enterprise service offering these in a compatible format with support available for technical problems. At a shareholder meeting, Samsung Electronics CEO Ko Dong-jin said the company was considering not releasing a new Galaxy Note device in 2021, citing a serious imbalance in the supply and demand of chips. IDC estimates that Note models accounted for 5% of Samsung's smartphone shipments in the last 2 years. France's Competition Authority rejected a filing from ad companies and publishers to block Apple's app tracking transparency feature coming to iOS, saying requiring apps to obtain user consent to track them doesn't appear to be abusive. The regulator does plan to launch a probe into how Apple implements the feature, looking at if it imposes stricter rules on third parties than it does on itself. YouTube rolled out a new tool called Checks, which uses a content ID system to review videos at the time of upload for copyrighted content or other issues that violate advertising guidelines. YouTube will also allow creators to dispute copyright claims prior to publishing. Spotify published a site called Loud and Clear, which provides details on how money is distributed on the music streaming platform. Spotify claims it paid over $5 billion in royalties in 2020, up 51% from 2017, with 13,400 artists making at least $50,000 in royalties in 2020, 7,800 making $100,000, and 870 making over $1 million. Chrome 89 includes support for Google's Live Captions feature, which generates real-time captions for any audio playing on your device. The feature was first available on Pixel devices running Android 10 and later arrived on other Android devices. The Motion Picture Association reports that online video subscriptions increased 26% on the year in 2020 to 1.1 billion globally. Digital entertainment accounted for 76% of global home entertainment, up from 48% in 2019. But the combined theatrical and home entertainment markets still shrank overall 18% on the year to $80.8 billion. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.